Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you. As you know, I'm in Orlando. I'm down here with the SBA helping them whoop it up or on behalf of Free Enterprise during Small Business Week. It's the SBA's Expo 04. This is my seventh year to support the SBA, and during Small Business Week, it's always a lot of fun to me. I always have a great time down here. I want to introduce you to someone that you've met before. Judy Smolsky has been on the show before, but we've never been face-to-face. To do the show before. It's always been remote. Judy is a good friend of mine. She's vice president of marketing for IBM Small and Medium Business in the Americas, and she's a good friend of small businesses too. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's good to be face to face.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. It's fun to do the show when I'm in my location and you're in your location but it's always extra special to be able to be face to face. Okay. I'm in Orlando, you're in Orlando, for the same reasons, to support the SBA and to support small businesses. Tell us what you're doing here.
Well, we are proud to sponsor the town hall meeting tomorrow morning with the SBA, with Secretary Administrator Barreto and Donald Evans. And the most important thing for IBM is it gives us an opportunity to meet with and listen to thousands of small businesses so that we can really understand their technology needs, their business needs, and put programs and plans in place to help them grow.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I know a little bit about that now. There's going to be a television broadcast of this.
Absolutely.
The Dolan Show on CNBC, I think,
CNN Financial Network.
I'm sorry, CNN-FN. And don't forget that, folks, CNN-FN. And also, there's going to be some special guests there, in addition to yourself, who will be on the panel of the town hall meeting. But there's going to be a member of the President's Cabinet there as well.
Absolutely. Donald Evans, who's the Secretary of Commerce, is going to be there and addressing the crowd. So we expect a lot of folks, and we expect a very good conversation.
Hector's going to be on that. Hector Barreto, who was just on the show, is going to be on that panel. And folks, I'll remind you that you can see that on the Dolan Show, but also I think there may be some simulcast of that on the Internet at SBA.gov. If you go to SBA.gov/50, I think there'll be maybe an archive of that over the internet. Okay. Now, in addition to being here for the town hall meeting, you've got a great booth there in the exhibit hall, and just a general supporter of the SBA's activities.
Well, we want to be able to help small businesses understand how they can use the tax legislation to expense more of their capital. We want to help them understand how to take the power of the Internet into their businesses. We want to show them through IBM's Express portfolio of offerings. We're
right
now building specific hardware, software, and services for small businesses, priced for small businesses, supported for small businesses, so that, you know, they can really understand how to take advantage of what we offer.
One of the things that's really happening that I see a real convergence of some important groups, two important groups of people. Judy, as I've been doing this over the years, I've observed big businesses being over in their world and small businesses being over in their world, and occasionally there'd be one or two come together, but what I'm seeing more and more every year is more and more small businesses are feeling more comfortable with big businesses. Big businesses are learning the language more of small businesses, and I'm really excited to see the products that the big businesses are creating for small businesses, and the way that the two are working together. It's very exciting, and because small businesses, we speak a different language in big companies.
Well, you know, but part of the great thing about this conference is that through business matchmaking,
right,
we
absolutely
actually have folks that are part of IBM procurement,
right,
that are here meeting with small businesses, very specific one-on-one appointments, to see if we can't find a way to do business together.
Absolutely, and that's what's so exciting. And one of the things that I like to point out, Judy, on this show as often as I can, is don't just think of big businesses as a vendor, somebody you buy stuff from. Don't just think of them as a competitor, which some of them seem to be, we think of sometimes. But think of them as partners, because they are. They can become partners. And in the 21st century, that can happen. It wasn't as likely to happen in the 20th century, but with the new technology and everything that we have right now, small businesses have so much more capability than ever before. We can actually be partners like you and I are.
Oh, there's no question about it. And, you know, considering half the workforce is employed by small businesses,
right.
It's a huge power in the economy.
Right.
And in 2004, as we all see the uptick in the economy, people spending more on information technology. You know, the past few years, I think a lot of small businesses were really focused on, you know, how do I make sure that I can stay in business?
Judy, let me stop you for a second. We got a hard break we got to go to.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get that Judy get revved up again. We'll be right back. It's 20. Stay with. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, in the hour straight ahead, I should say, Lynn Connolly's going to be with us. She's with Office Depot. She's another good buddy of mine, and she's the Director of Strategic Alliances at Office Depot. And then Mike Pappas is a friend of mine as well that you haven't met before. He's the Associate Administrator for the Office of Field Operations. And we're going to find out what the SBA is doing out in the field, out there near you, and find out how you can benefit from the folks who are in the field with the SBA. Sitting across from me right now is my friend Judy Smolsky, Vice President of Marketing for IBM Small and Medium Businesses in the Americas. Judy, the most exciting thing to happen to small business, in my opinion, has been what I call the incrementalization of technology. I now, in my little tiny business, I have power, processing, computing power for $79 or $499 or $1,500. $2,000. It doesn't matter if it's a piece of a computer or whatever. Or maybe it's a $49.95 service from any company, IBM or otherwise. I now have that power that 20 years ago, if it could have been created, your company, IBM, would have built it for another big company and they would have charged them $20 million or $5 million if it could have been created. It's an incredible time to be a small business owner thanks to technology.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, Jim. And what I think is even better is not only do we have all of the choice, because the cost of technology for companies like IBM to create, build, and deliver and support it is obviously less now.
Mm-hmm.
But the Internet is enabling everyone to learn about technology and all the choices that you have, whether
right.
you want something in-house like you might and run it yourself, because you're interested and capable, or whether you don't want to care about managing the technology, and then you can let a company like IBM or one of our partners do it for you.
Right.
You get the benefit. You pay for only what you need. So I encourage all of your listeners to go to places like IBM.com and look at the Small Business Resource Center and start to understand what the choices are. Go to the Small Business Administration site. There's lots of resources. Go to your local business partner down the street, your association. Learn about what other people in your industry, in your town, are doing to take advantage of this technology.
Not just best management practices, but best technology practices.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, another thing that's really that I'm another development that I'm seeing, and your company is a good example of this, is you mentioned services. You know, I've been following IBM for a long time, and your company had a major change of direction about 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. You were Big Blue. You had a lot of great software, but you had a lot of good hardware. And the leaders of your company said, you know what, we need to focus on the 21st century, and we think, and this is just my observations. There's no script here. We think that that's going to be heavy in favor of services.
Well,
and your company moved in that direction.
Well, there's no question that our chairman, Sam Palmisano, has an incredible vision. And he started our services business 10 years ago. And now with our focus and our support for the on-demand concept, mm-hmm. think of this And it really applies to any size business. Think about it as the merging of technology and business process in order to grow, better support your customers, better support your suppliers, better support your employees. And that's all we're talking about here. Right. And it takes software, it takes services, and it obviously takes technology in order to provide that total value.
And folks, in case you might have thought that sounded like something that Judy was saying about her own company, but what she was really saying was about your company, your business. What Judy just said is what you and I need to be applying, small business owners, to our businesses, because so many things, more and more today, Judy, are commodities. And the only way you differentiate yourself in so many times is in how you deliver that commodity.
Well, let me tell you about Mitchell's. Mitchell's is a small business.
Right.
They have two stores in the towns in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Mitchell's Richards.
And they basically decided that they were going to improve their customer service. And now, because they have a database that they know what their customers buy, when a shipment of that particular line comes in, then they can notify their customers via email. Large retailers don't do that.
Right.
So
exactly
not
right.
only do they provide a terrific service, they also have a very profitable business as a result.
Well, and of course, my audience knows Jack Mitchell. He's been on the show. He's got a new book.
Terrific.
Called Hug Your Customers. And we know about this guy, and that's exactly right. And that's the thing. That's the sermon that I preach here, as much as I can. Is that you know, a lot of times small business owners to say, you know, how do I compete against the big box companies? Well, just out-service them. You can't outprice them. The price war is over. We lost.
Find your niche.
That's right.
Focus, provide superior value, and people will come.
That's right. Exactly. And that's the key. And I see small businesses getting that, and I see them prospering. I see them making the kind of conversion that IBM made 10 years ago. 10 or 12 years ago, I see that happening in small businesses. Sadly, I see it needing to happen in other small businesses and it not happening.
But if anyone who wakes up to the power of the Internet, I mean, we've talked about Cherry's Berries before, which is mm-hmm. a major, you know, growth engine for a small retailer who now sells internationally. I took my daughter, who is a junior in high school, to get her hair done for the prom. And the hairstylist said, go to my website and look at all of the choices you have to get your hair done.
And a beauty salon, a local small business
beauty
salon.
This is a hairstylist in a local beauty salon who is now her own entrepreneur and expanding her business.
What a great story. Stand by, Judy. Judy Smolsky, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Marketing for IBM Small Business. We're going to take a quick break. It's until we come back. Big announcement. You're going to want to be sure you listen to this. Stand by. We'll be right back. We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Judy Smolsky, Vice President of Marketing with IBM Small Medium Business in the Americas. And Judy, you guys sell a lot of stuff, and now you've decided to give some stuff away.
Absolutely.
Big contest coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, partly because of Small Business Week, we launched a contest this week, and it's all in the spirit of innovation, and we'd like to be able to capture some of the great stories of small businesses out there. And so we would like entrepreneurs, small businesses that have a great story to tell about how they're using technology to manage their business, to grow their business, you know, to excite their customers, whatever the story is, up to 1,000 words, come on to our website, IBM.com, and tell us your story. And then Jim Blassingame is actually going to be the judge. And so between now and August 16th, you have an opportunity to up to 1,000 words, just come enter it into the web, into our contest. And then by September 1st, we'll come in and tell you if you've won it. And the top 5 stories, which will be featured on our website, will also receive one of our ThinkPad X40s, which is the brand new one that's getting all the press.
I have 2 of them, and they're pretty cool.
They're terrific. So we want to capture the story. We want to learn about, you know, how people are using technology in an innovative way. But, you know, we also want to give some ThinkPads away.
Now, I know about the contest, obviously, because you guys asked me to be the judge, but I have not been to the site yet. Of course, it really just launches last day or two.
Absolutely.
And now they can, but if I'm not mistaken, they can actually write their story in the online,
absolutely.
or they can mail it. There's an address.
Either way.
If they want to write it on a sheet of paper, if they feel better about that and want to type it out and print it out, they can mail it, and there's an address there.
Absolutely.
They can do all that. Folks, this is lots and lots of this is thousands of dollars worth of computers, ThinkPad computers, 14-inch laptops, and the ThinkPad T40. So well, thank you, Judy, for giving those away. That's great, and all people have to do is write about 750,000 words on how technology.
500 or 750 words.
Yeah, 750 words, right?
Right.
And to up to 1,000 is the rule. So check that out. But they got till August 15th to
exactly.
get that in.
And we're excited. And while they go to the site, the other thing to check out, you know, you can obviously purchase and you can learn and you can do all sorts of things on the IBM.com website. But one of the other great things is we have a segment or a feature called Ask the Experts, because a lot of small businesses have told us that they have questions. They have questions about technology, software. They have questions about financing. They have questions about running their business, even outside of what IBM might be able to offer directly. So you and 200 other experts are there to answer their questions. You submit a question online, we prepare the response, send it back to you. So take advantage of that. It's
right.
a free service, and we just want to help you understand how you can manage your businesses even more effectively.
And folks, you've met the people the experts that she mentioned. In addition to myself, the experts are our Brain Trust members that you've met many, many times over the years, and they've agreed, a couple of hundred of them have agreed to join us and to answer these questions. So I encourage you to go there. And this is another, you know, one of the things, Judy, one of the things that I've encouraged big businesses to do over the years, and you guys are doing this, and some of my other partners are doing this as well, and that is you're not just saying, buy my stuff. You're saying, okay, yeah, we want you to buy our stuff. But if you don't want to buy our stuff, we want to help you make payroll this Friday, so you'll be here a year from now to buy our stuff. And that's the kind we started out talking about this at the very beginning of our visit, and that's what I'm talking about, folks. Small business owners need to realize that the big companies are getting it, and what they need to do is when they work with big companies, whoever they are, if they feel like the company they're talking to isn't speaking their language, they're probably not. Go find somebody who is, and that's my recommendation. And I want to congratulate you and IBM, Judy, for getting it. For getting small business, for speaking our language, and for being part of the team that helps us make payroll on Friday.
Well, small businesses are a key focus for the IBM company. We want to earn your business, but we know we have to do that by listening to your needs every day.
Now, I want to know how the hair turned out.
Oh, it turned out great. Thanks.
This is your daughter's prom.
Right.
She went. Did she go online and pick out her hairdo?
Well, she didn't know about it until after the fact, but we'll definitely do it next time.
What a great story. Judy Smolsky, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for supporting the SBA. They're worthy folks.
Absolutely.
Judy Smolsky, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Marketing for IBM Small Business, Small and Medium Business, and she'll be with us another day. I got to take actually, I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.